talking about, bro?
I don't know.
This is insane
I'm
to me
stoned
right
as
now.
A motherfucker right now.
Dude, I think we all are, brother. I'm fucking...
Is everybody ready? Matt left a hat here.
Right, he's never gonna
oh, that's his?
Yeah. I'm fried as fuck,
we can give it to boy. We can give it to Mark to take back.
That's my hint. That's all right.
Yo, your phone fell, dog.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you doing intro or am I doing intro?
You good.
Ladies and gentlemen... Oh, okay, fuck it.
Go for it. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Joint Effort Podcast.
Did you just read it off the wall?
No.
Doesn't even know where it is.
Do you know where you're at right now? I was just looking up to the front desk.
To the front desk.
Joint Effort.
So, elephant in the room, Matt's not here today. We don't know if he's coming yet or not. So, we got two of the most famous guests from the podcast that hasn't been posted yet.
Mark and Joe. Back. Joe and Mark.
That's crazy.
Mark and Joe.
How do you guys like it? Mark and Joe or Joe and Mark? What sounds better?
Jark.
Jark.
I like Jark.
Or Mo. Or Mo. Like, Mo. I like Mo. Dude,
Mo's kind of fire.
I like Mo.
So, we got Mo in the studio today.
We got
and
Mo
I got
in
something
studio.
In my fucking eye again.
What's Mo?
I know.
He's got cum in his eye.
You're in cum shots. What do you expect?
Talking a lot of shit for I got doing some, cum shot distance.
I got some wild topics written down for this week, and I was worried that they were going to be a little, like, off color or anything until I heard that Joe and Mark were going to be here, and then I was like, oh, it's going to be fine.
It's going to be a breeze.
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Yeah, take it whatever way you want. Okay. We established last episode, you actually came up that you can take it multiple ways, so...
I don't remember that part.
Well, you weren't here. We were just talking shit about you.
Oh.
So no arms or no legs. Which one are you using?
I knew you were going to ask that.
No legs?
Easily.
Really?
So quick.
Yeah, I think no legs.
How can I play video games without arms, dog?
I could definitely.
You're not jacking off ever again, by the way.
You've never done. You never tried with your toes?
How do you do that?
Wait.
It was
bro, that's such a good point. I didn't even think about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're never jacking off ever again, bro.
Definitely legs.
And plus, scissor legs are kind of cool, right? They got the bounce to them.
Oh, the
yeah, you've seen fucking, like, the Olympians that run with no legs.
Oh, yeah,
they got, like, the scissor legs.
They're
fucking moving.
They're fucking hauling ass.
I mean, those ones are made to run.
Jesus.
Yeah. Plus, I feel like you can play a lot of good pranks with no legs.
Are you getting fake legs? You're going in a wheelchair.
A fake legs all the way. Well, yeah. I mean, obviously,
well,
I own a wheelchair.
You have to eat.
They gave me one at the hospital.
Right. That's a steady growth. You're like, you got to get the wheelchair first, and then, you know, you got to save up for it. Because, I mean, those legs don't come cheap. They don't. The hospital doesn't just give that shit.
Which one you want, the wheelchair or the legs?
I don't ever want the legs.
So I've made my own out of, like
paper mache.
And it gets wet and it just fucking falls apart.
My kryptonite rain.
It starts raining and I'm sitting on the street for 2 hours doing origami to try I just want to get home.
Dude, if you had no legs, you could be like a great magician assistant. You know, like where they cut the body in
there. Yeah, right.
It's just the fake legs.
That's immediately where my mind went.
To a magician assistant?
Yeah.
You'll just be the witch as well. Wicked Witch of the West from Wizard of Oz.
I was going to say,
Nah, that was all.
That was all.
That's it.
That's all my thoughts about.
Oh, my God.
With paper mache legs.
And that's how we call it today, everybody. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Wow. No. You guys are kicking us out already. No.
What did I do?
We're less than 10 minutes in.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No one just try to kick me out? What did you say?
That's unlucky.
I'm taking a smoke break after that one, that's for sure.
Josh, I heard you offered to fucking pick me up today.
I did, yeah.
Like,
do you
know
how
far I live?
It's like 40 minutes, no?
Yeah, bro. Oh, you were ready to make that trip for me?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love you, homie. Fuck.
We need the content.
He got it confused. Did you see the wires getting crossed? Joe, I don't love you, I love the podcast.
Yeah,
I need the content to keep rolling.
I gotta go. I got a doctor's appointment.
You're like
where you going? I drove you.
I'm walking.
You stayed at my house.
Seriously, I did have a lot of fun with you on our last podcast, and I was like, honestly, if Joe needed a ride and like for the podcast, I would go pick him up for
oh
it.
My
no,
God.
Yeah, I would drive you home too.
What
like,
a nice guy.
It's Saturday. I'm not doing anything. Like, do you see the Kraken?
It's like really high. Where do you all live? At home. Where's your mom? Next to my neighbor.
At my house.
So,
Joe.
What's up?
You were saying you wanted to get into a topic before?
Oh, the first time you smoked?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, tell us about that.
Oh, Joe wants
to tell me about that.
What a fun, wild story. I mean, it's not that wild, but, like, it's
kinda
fun.
I don't think I've ever heard you guys see.
I was definitely 21 in this story, by the way.
Oh, so this is recent.
This is statute of limitations. You can be fucking 9 years old. They're not going to come for
you,
bro. Yeah.
Okay. I think I was like 12, maybe.
That's early.
But you never smoked again after that. Sister.
Did you? I mean, depending if the people were over that smoked.
Okay. So it was a continuous thing.
Kind of.
Okay.
Bro, one year, I'll get into that after. I'm getting sidetracked. Yeah. Stop sidetracking. Yeah,
you should see that most of this podcast is all sidetracked. Oh, yeah. It's like you have to have ADHD to watch it otherwise.
It's a joint effort to keep the podcast rolling.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I was like 12, and my sister had some friends over, I think. Yeah, my sister had some friends over.
Okay.
So I started drinking for the first time.
No.
First time ever drinking.
Okay.
At 12. And then I was drinking too much, probably. And then they went outside to, like, go vape, I thought. I thought they were vaping. So uh-huh. I was like, I have vape right now. I walk out back. They're, like, passing a fucking blunt. And it comes to me, I'm like, shit, this ain't a vape, dog. I look at it, like, I'm committed, dog. I have to stay here.
You're in the circle now, motherfucker.
Puff, puff, pass, right?
So you took two and everything?
Yeah, I hit two. Two big ones. I'm like, oh, I start like starting to cough. I'm like, hold it in, Joe. Come on, you got this.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
You know, holding in weed doesn't actually do anything. I think it just killed like.
There's science on it, yeah.
Really?
The reason that you get like the extra head rush is lack of oxygen to your brain.
I knew about that. Yeah. I just thought it was just if you held too long. I thought it was definitely at least you get a little bit more.
You get the weed in like. Because you're 0.2 seconds or some shit when it comes in your system.
So once it goes in, anything that you exhale out is all the marijuana's in you.
Yeah, right? Continue your story before we get sent to
the end of that is basically just the first time I was drunk and high, I was just extremely crossed and then ended up cuddling with one of my sister's friends.
Nice. How much older is your sister?
2 years older.
Nice. Nice.
What about you, Mark? First time smoking?
First time smoking or first time getting high?
Either.
Yeah, the first time I smoked.
I can tell both pretty quick, I guess. First time smoking.
You look really high right now.
Yeah. I look really high even when sometimes I'm not high. It kind of just depends. Like it just depends on like I'm blood pressure and shit, especially with my eyes. But first time I smoked, a friend came over because they talked about doing it before, and they came over late after work. With me, I had a couple friends over at my house, or not my house, but when I was, just, I don't know, how old was I? I was definitely like 17.
So 16? That was your first time smoking 17?
16.
Okay, nice.
Because it was that summer. But they came over, had a couple friends. We just walked outside the house because we usually like longboard. We just walked outside, went down the hill by like this. Almost like not a creek, but like kind of like near a pond, and we smoked. Nothing really happened to any of us except for
no
the
one got
who
high.
Did smoke? No, no one got high, and we just went back up.
That was such an interesting story.
No, that's what I was talking. It was really short, so it was really boring.
Good vibes.
I have a much more interesting story with a friend, and he just kept denying that he was high the entire time, and he's fucking.
That's fucking Matt.
That is literally Matt.
Matt will sit there and be like, "Dude, I'm not feeling it." Like we've taken. And this guy is sitting here like, I'm not feeling nothing. And I'm like, Matt, you are out of your goddamn mind right now.
He's so funny. I love that guy.
Dude, I don't know. I was crossed as shit.
Were you?
Well, it's probably because you were crossed as fuck, too. That probably just enhanced the shit out of it.
I was so fucked. Mm-hmm. I like it.
I like it now. Back then, I don't know about that.
I can only do little bits of each. Really drinking, I can only do like a little bit of weed.
Because you...
Like very little.
You get too crossed?
Yeah. No, I would just do too. I can't balance it out.
You get like really, really fucked up, like throwing up and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And like, oh, dude, I'm the same way.
Mm-hmm. I just can't do dabs when I'm drinking. Wow. When I do dabs, I fucking yak.
See, dabs are what even me out is what's weird.
Dabs like, destroy me. If I'm doing a joint or like a blunt, I'm like completely fine. But like if we do dabs, I'm fucked.
Kind of the same way. Well, to be fair, it is way more concentrated.
We took dabs before this.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. No, I'm saying
he's not drinking.
If I'm drunk.
Should we get him a beer?
Oh.
A beer ain't gonna do shit to Joe.
Fuck, he's an
alcoholic.
What the fuck?
Should we get him a handle?
That might.
No. I've done a handle in a night.
We should have a. We should have a.
You're fucking lying.
That ass. Yeah. I've also done 72 beers in a day.
That's a lie.
That's a lie.
Two cases. Two and a little bit more cases on the 4th of July.
72 beers in a day.
Mark, will you plug in the iPad real quick?
When he was an alcoholic.
Beer Olympics.
And Google this for me.
That's disgusting.
How many beers in a day can a human drink?
Because I don't.
Did you puke? Did you throw up a lot?
It was throughout a whole day. Like, we woke up at like 8 a.m. and then we were drinking throughout the entire day. Until like 12, until midnight. So
that's still like
time.
Like 10 beers an hour? I don't know. I don't know how many beers an hour, but that's like...
It was a lot, bro.
This is the wrong question, Mark. This says how many people could a single adult bear...
How many bears can a human drink?
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Put them on iPad, dude.
Oh, no, it auto-corrected to beat bears, I see. Sorry.
How many bears can a human drink?
Oh, I see what happened.
Yeah, I wasn't looking back.
It may have been more like 60. I'm not going to lie. Probably not 72. I may have over-exaggerated.
Guys, it's okay. We're fine. Sure. Look what Mark just Googled. It says, how many beers does it take to kill a person? And Google says, while there is no set limit of alcohol that can kill a person.
What?
You're fine.
So
drink as much as you want.
Excessive, and then it says excessive alcohol consumption can be extremely dangerous and potentially fatal.
What the fuck in the same fucking sentence?
Well, that's why I do it.
That was so
context, people.
Yeah, but
context.
Yeah, right. It told me it was okay, and then it was like,
no, it's gonna be
there's no single set amount of alcohol that can kill one person. It all depends on
the person.
Weight and
so I could take
alcohol limits. But excessive alcohol consumption, based on your habits and how you are, can be potentially fatal. Are extremely dangerous and potentially fatal.
So, like, hypothetically, somebody could just take a shot and die from it if their body reacts to it the wrong way?
Well,
if
I don't know about they just die, but, like, they get
alcohol poisoning or, like...
Really bad, by the way.
They'll do the thing where they throw up in their sleep and then choke on the vomit.
Yeah.
That was sick. What the fuck?
I don't know what
that?
Just what happened.
What the fuck?
I like that.
The voice changed really... You got really high-pitched.
Can you do that
to me?
But
it says...
For what word?
There is a lethal blood alcohol content.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So... 0.40% or over is dangerous territory. So once you get a little bit right before the 0.5% of your blood alcohol is just alcohol.
Dude,
what's the driving limit? 0.04?
0.08.
0.08?
Mm-hmm. 0.08, not 0.4.
Yeah.
0.4 is dangerous.
Yeah, it says if your BAC is 0.08 or 0.4. Yeah,
what are the limits again?
So wait, is normal like... What is normal?
Anything.
Like a normal
zero.
Drunk?
Like zero?
Yeah. Zero.
Zero alcohol
in your blood.
So then why is 4 dangerous and 0.08 isn't as dangerous?
Because it's 40%.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Numbers are swapped.
Mm-hmm. What?
Nope.
I'm confused now.
Dude, it's intense. It means you're drinking way too much alcohol way too quick.
Your blood is alcohol.
Shit can happen on the road when you're drunk. Yeah. Huh. There's people in Indiana that I know who like hit deer all the time and stuff like that.
Rip the deer.
Hitting them deer. Drinking them beer.
There should be exclusive, like somebody's job should be just to drive around. You okay?
Yeah.
I think he just punched his microphone.
No, I didn't. It didn't hurt. I just felt bad because I hit the microphone.
I think that is somebody's job.
No, but I didn't finish because somebody's job is to like pick it up, right?
Uh-huh.
But I'm saying they should have like, you know how like snowplows drive around with the big thing on the front?
Uh-huh.
You could take some deer out with that motherfucker.
Damn.
If you were like...
Calling.
They use those to
like
scrape
deer,
them already.
Deer hunters. I would watch that show, man. It's just people running.
People running over
with
deer.
A fucking
big
like
trucks hitting big deer.
Big trucks hitting big bucks. Come on. That's
a good show.
Big trucks, big bucks.
Snowplowed deer. And then we got dinner for later.
Dude, what?
some
venison? Have you guys had venison?
No, I've never tried venison.
Ooh, gas.
It's not good.
I don't know.
Have you guys tried venison? Kangaroo?
No.
I have.
It's bad.
I went to a like somewhere, I don't remember where, and we got like a huge thing of beef jerky of all the types of meats.
Uh-huh.
And I tried like everything. Dude,
where were
ostrich,
you?
Ostrich, horrible.
Gross.
Were you in like a different country?
Different state.
I had a friend who did that, but I don't
remember.
He was like, let's tell this white boy this one's kangaroo.
No, they come in like a package, and they individually package things, and there's a, I can make packages of shit too, man.
I can get a label maker on Amazon. Taste,
flavor, and texture of all that different shit.
I can with different powders and semens.
That's crazy. That's like a superpower or something.
That's where they get this alt from.
The table.
The table.
What?
No.
He was. Which...
Semen is supposed to be salty, Mark. You didn't know this?
Yeah, I knew that. Why is my semen green?
What?
Why is why is your semen green, Joe? Why?
Too much Sprite.
Do you drink water?
All the time. That's all I drink at my, when I'm home.
So you only drink soda when you're at Matt's and Mark's?
So I had a guy who was working at the store that I was at, and he only drank Dr. Pepper. I never see him drink any water.
Spicy cough syrup. Hero.
And he told me that he hadn't drinking water in like a few years.
What the That's Matt. That's dead-ass Matt.
Is it Matt? Is
Matt doesn't drink water.
I was going to say, I rarely, bro.
I was just on his ass about it. He goes, yeah, I don't drink water.
he always does have like a coffee in here.
He's got a coffee or he's got his soda.
Yeah, bro.
Dude,
that's
I cut caffeine. Mm-hmm.
You cut caffeine?
Mm-hmm. Or, well, not completely, but like to wake up at least.
So you didn't cut caffeine.
No, man,
he's like, I'm just not drinking it past 9 a.m. anymore.
or like when I'm falling asleep, like it's not good. Yeah, you know, it just keeps me awake.
Yeah.
What's caffeine?
What's caffeine?
Well, yeah, he's cut caffeine for his life for health reasons. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that is Bryce caffeine.
No caffeine. Mm-hmm. Naturally just...
Shut the fuck up.
All we have is Sprite.
We should get a Red Bull in this guy and see what happens. Oh, 5-hour energy.
So technically I've been cutting caffeine for a few days.
You haven't?
Hasn't
been drinking soda?
Yeah, and I have a big-ass water bottle.
I still think Joe's winning.
Oh, yeah.
This is not a competition.
No, it's not. Exactly.
I'm sad every day I can't have a Baja Blast.
He really wants it, and I still can. It's just in moderation.
Unpopular opinion. I don't think Baja Blast is that great.
Yeah.
No, it's good.
Eardom.
Shit's gas.
Eardom.
When they came out with the cans of them, bro, you don't know.
That shit is crack.
I think I can understand what you're saying, though. No. I don't think it is like crack.
It's definitely.
You ever had a Baja Blast Freeze? From Taco Bell?
Yes. That's different.
That shit is gas.
Taco Bell, you say? The best fast food restaurant?
Don't get him started on Taco Bell.
You like Taco Bell?
I fucking love Taco Bell.
You should hang out with my brother.
I want to be sponsored.
However much you guys think, somehow, some way.
My brother wants to get married at the Taco Bell Chapel in Vegas.
This guy sounds like a homie.
You that devoted?
Yeah.
You do that.
Except for I'll probably just never get married.
we can get you married in Vegas.
Yeah?
We get married in like, I give us less than 48 hours. You can find your wife easily.
Yeah, no, like, I'm good. I'm good, actually.
Are you?
Find one of the strip.
Unless if it's like a sugar mama.
On the strip.
A what?
That are on, like, for the, that do the, those,
the do little the
photos,
cards.
The photos.
Are you talking like the marriage photos or the prostitute photos? Is that illegal? It's his property. No, is that illegal?
No. You can do whatever fuck you want.
It's his property. You can do whatever. Yeah, it's his land.
You make a fucking.
He owns those trees.
It was a good time.
He could probably chop down all those trees. All those trees is his land.
He wouldn't do that. They had like
no, I wouldn't.
They had like deer hunting stands and stuff up there.
I mean, it's a big ass forest. He probably has a whole ecosystem.
I climbed up one and then got too scared to get down.
I would too.
You just laugh at me, bitch.
It was not a climber.
I wouldn't have even climbed up there. So
well, because I was like up there and I was looking down. I was like, this is a lot higher than I thought it was gonna be. And then, like, there was, like, an old, like, beat-up, like, car on the right side that was just rusting away. And I was like, I don't want to fall on that.
Tetanus.
Getting sliced in half, but fucking, yeah, I don't know.
Could be kind of fun.
Did you guys ever have any, like, bad coaches in high school or anything like this? Anybody that you hated? Because I remember I had a soccer coach once in, like, maybe
did
7th.
Did he touch you inappropriately?
Man, I wish it was below something the belt. Like this. It was, like, 7th or 8th grade, and he just hated me for some reason. And every time, he'd be like... make me go get the goals and drag them over to the field like a mile and stuff like that every time. And he'd just be like, you're such an asshole and shit like that. And I'm like a
what
kid.
What the fuck? Right? He'd yell at you, call you an asshole?
He was like in his like maybe late 20s or something like that. He was like a young guy.
I didn't have any like really bad coaches, but I had a really, really good coach.
You had a great coach?
I had a story about a coach.
Could deep throat?
Sick. What the fuck? Huh?
Huh?
No. What the fuck? He was my coach for lacrosse and he was just a homie. Him and my mom were like really good friends.
Homosexual. Guys, I went off so wholesome after. Like, coach called me an asshole.
I know, right? And then this guy's getting sucked off.
I was about to go on some crazy shit as well. Now you're going to make me look like.
I hate this coach. Is that better?
No. Because I didn't hate this coach personally. But like.
I didn't hate the guy. I just didn't know it was wrong.
Yeah. But like, well, I mean, I'm in high school. There was a couple of shit that happened. I understood.
Were you just bad?
Was I bad? I was the goalie.
Our team was fine.
I think we have our answer. He was the goalie. Plus,
that was the only thing I can think of is maybe you were just kind of killing the team and he just didn't like you for that.
I think I was just annoying. Yeah. But what the crazy part was this wasn't even like travel soccer or nothing. This was just like fucking recreational Pee Wee League, like whatever. Like,
yeah, but my coach, he was kind of just nasty. He'd only put like the best players in. It's like the best players would literally be on the field.
That's how sports work.
Offense, defense. It's just kind of fucked up when both of them break their collarbone in the same week and then they don't play. Yeah.
Hit me with your favorite accents. I always ask people to do this.
Why would you do this to me?
He likes Australian.
It's Australian.
I do too.
Hey, it's me, Yoshi.
Early's British.
It's me, Yoshi, the dinosaur.
I guess he likes that one.
I know he did that one last time. We had to cut it out. I'm just
kidding. That's just not true at all.
What do you bring in a Shark Tank?
There's people that bring like snacks and shit on there too. Just like one of a kind snacks.
Really?
I've seen it before.
The fuck?
I don't remember what exactly. But there was some like organic bullshit or some other rather.
Dorit
knows. There's a lot of aspects.
Dorit knows.
There you go.
Dorit knows. They're just all natural.
Dorit knows.
We're starting a company called Dorit knows.
Yes.
They're all natural. They're squares instead of triangles.
Yes,
circles.
Yes.
They're circles instead of.
I like circles.
Circles are good.
I like circles.
Okay, so they're circles.
No corners.
No corners. Dorit knows. No sharpness.
Mm-hmm.
No cuts.
No cuts.
Yeah.
No cuts. No busts. No coconuts.
No. That's on the package. And
who's right? Is anyone writing this down? Come on, guys.
Yo, we have these fucking journals. No pens.
Write it down.
But we have no pens.
I actually have a pen in here now.
Do you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Write that idea down, man. We're gonna be billionaires.
Doritos.
Doritos.
See, we could.
What's the flavor?
If it wasn't like
it's just bland.
No flavor.
There's
no flavor.
Doritos.
That's our catch line.
Doritos are cheese, and these are not Dorito flavor.
not cheese flavors. we just do all not flavors. That'd be awful.
Hot ranch.
Hot ranch.
They're all opposites.
Just hot mayo.
They're all opposites. Yeah. So hot mayo.
Hot mayo.
So the cool ranch, just hot mayo.
Yeah, exactly. Just two opposites, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
Not
I can't,
hot mayo.
I can't wait to try our sour chili fucking
fuck yeah, bro.
Doritos.
What's the opposite of sour?
Sweet chili Doritos. They make sweet chili. What's the purple bag?
I was thinking the opposite of chili.
Oh, it's the opposite of chili, just vegetables.
Sweet banana.
Sour vegetables.
Try our sour banana Doritos.
Sour banana.
That sounds gas, bro.
Sour milk, some bullshit.
Sour.
You know, someone would be like, this shit's fucking gas.
Do they have no
someone
flavor
out there.
Doritos?
No.
Oh, you know what is fire, though, that I'm actually really jealous of? My dad and my brother both sent me a picture and a video of them eating it and trying it. They got the Snoop Loops in Arizona. At their local
Snoop Loops.
Huh? Snoop Loops? Snoop Dogg's fucking
Fruit Loops?
Yeah, his cereal. They say they taste like Fruit Loops, but with like the Lucky Charms marshmallows thrown in there. They're called Snoop Loops. And
that sounds gas.
Look them up, Mark. I've never seen this before.
It's like a little blue bear on the side of it. You haven't seen this?
I haven't seen this either.
Just look up Snoop Loops.
But that sounds delicious.
Oh, yeah.
It looks so good. And my brother sent me a video and he's like, oh, it's good. Nice.
He's just toying with you.
Yeah, you can't not have Snoop's fucking.
Yeah, like,
well, there's a lot of people that just buy those boxes and then just never open them and just keep them.
Yeah,
and so they'll just never go back for another one. So sales might not be as high as like if someone was buying it and then.
My dad ate them.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like most people don't.
My
eat them.
Daddy ate them.
I have a friend that has like a collection of cereal boxes from like different rappers.
What?
Yeah, like dead ass. Like they don't open them.
That's
weird.
Like
collectors.
Well, you should.
It's expired.
Yeah.
Well, he's not going to eat them.
So is he going to have it like 50 years down the road?
Yeah, probably. Unless he sells it eventually.
Let me sell this box.
Sell shit.
Bro, you see some of the shit that's selling for like thousands of dollars? It's like old toys from like 20 years ago.
But old
cereal boxes ain't going to sell.
Like, what if they're still making
those old original Coke bottles?
Man, you talking about Coke? You're
talking about Coke? You ain't talking about no Snoop Loops.
Snoop Loops are bigger and better.
This is the thing. In like 200-300 years, nobody gonna remember Snoop Loops.
People gonna remember Coca Cola. My grandchildren fucking will. I swear to God, if they don't remember Snoop Loops, they ain't my descendants. Not my bloodline.
We just had a
favorite
whole
cereal. Go,
Mini Wheats.
Oh, Mini Wheats would be way better if they had the frosting on both sides.
I knew I was going to get some hate for this. I fucking love Mini Wheats. Out of all
the cereals in the world.
I like Mini Wheats.
That's your favorite?
No, not my favorite. But like, you could get, if they were, they'd be better if they had the frosting on both sides.
Yeah, there's not enough frosting.
There's not enough frosting.
That shit's gas.
The strawberry ones, I will say, are fucking gas. The
strawberry ones are kind of gross.
What? I don't like the strawberry ones either.
Man, I'm not a big strawberry. They're selling.
Okay, well,
what about you? Like, probably like Reese's Puffs.
Rice Krispies.
That's mine.
Rice. Huh? And you're calling me out?
Rice Krispies with some banana in that shit.
No shot. And still, like, no fucking shot.
I like the texture of that, though. No, I love the texture.
No way,
I love
you just said
taste.
That to me. And like, we're
fuck
yo,
Mini Wheats, bitch. Frosted Krispies all the way.
Rice Krispies.
Yes. Yep, absolutely. The Reese's Puffs. The Rice Krispies that were in, like, Rice Krispie treat like clusters, and then like they would be in the cereal or whatever.
Yeah,
you'd
be. Yeah.
They never made them again, and I remember those
He's
as a kid.
So pissed.
Yeah. Oh, I was extremely upset, bro. It was literally just like mini fucking like chunks of Rice Krispie treats.
I'm
yeah.
sorry, I just blacked out for like 10 seconds. What did you say?
Fuck you. That's what I said.
They just put clumps of Rice Krispie. There was a discontinued Rice Krispie type.
He's nutting over his Rice Krispie.
Two favorites: Oreo cereal, awesome. The Oreos, really good. You've had them dry.
I've tried. Yeah.
My other favorite I don't know if it's out of left field or not, but it's always good in the bowl of milk, and I don't even drink much milk. Peanut butter Cap'n Crunch.
Oh, wait.
Oh, that shit's gas.
Oh, yeah.
Too much peanut butter.
That shit's gas.
Wait.
It's so good.
But it's the Cap'n Crunch. Yeah. Like, it's the Cap'n Crunch cereal is really good. I was a Cap'n Crunch guy, I remember.
The regular one or the berries?
All berries is really good.
Oh. All berries is too much.
It is too much, but it's good.
That's why you only get it sometimes.
So I get the all berries and then the regular one, and you mix them together. And then
you're those guys.
It's the perfect combo.
He's a ratio guy.
See, that makes sense, though, because then the normal ones with the berries don't have enough berries, but all berries is too much berries, so you mix them up, and it's a good ratio. It's a good point.
It is. It was always really good, but I just never had like a big container to mix it.
What are you laughing about back there,
motherfucker? He's like a revelation, dude.
It's the most stoned revelation.
Cats and Crunch now.
Oh, it's so funny, man.
Adrian, do you remember when we were in Indiana at this guy's house, and we were just like super stoned? He had a little like cupboard in his wall. It was a like maybe a foot off the ground, and then the door was a square that was maybe, the door was maybe this big, not very big, so you had to, like,
on
climb.
The ground, are you saying?
Yeah, on the ground.
Okay,
so you had to climb through it.
It was on the floor.
Yeah, but it was, a foot off the ground, so you had to climb into it. Right, it was like a door in the wall, and it was a cubby.
Some Narnia shit.
Yeah, it was a cubby that was just like very tiny, and there was a ledge that you could sit on, and we would just hotbox the shit out of this tiny ass fucking room.
That sounds lit.
We'd get so high in there, it'd be so, because there's no ventilation, there's no fucking.
You can't see anything.
That was a hotbox to the fucking max.
You're not even wrong. Like, you cannot see people after a while.
He passes it into the wall because you can't see shit. Bro, I've been. I've been holding out this joint for like 10 minutes, dog. Come on,
sorry, bro. I'm on your left.
I can't find it.
Fucking Stevie Wonder in that bitch. We come out of this shit and it just airs out the entire room, right? The cupboard opens and we're sitting in a circle of swivel chairs. And it's so funny because we're not even talking. We all opened a new bag of chips. And we're all just eating chips like maniacs. And then like every few seconds, we just pass the bag. And nobody says anything. And then you just go at the other bag. And then you just pass the bag. Because there's three dudes in a circle. And we're just eating fucking chips until these bags are fucking gone. And like...
They were still in the rotation. They were just naturally puff past that shit. No worries.
We didn't even say anything.
Probably not even watching anything either.
No, we weren't. We were sitting in a straight up circle, just eating chips, looking at each other, passing them in a circle. We didn't say anything.
Oh,
nothing
that's
fucking.
Funny as hell.
It was so good. goofy because like it's not like there was any like you get like this so many chips or there's so much time. You just knew when to pass the bag. It was just like like whenever I'm sick of this you one, heard, and there's another one on the way.
Telepathy.
Yeah,
it's so funny
because like even if you were into the chip that you had, you knew it was coming back around.
Yep. Were you guys high?
Oh,
we were. Did I just not tell you about we were in a cubby?
Hotboxing?
We were hotboxing?
I didn't know if this was after or this is another
time. This is directly,
directly after.
Okay. So you got that hive mind shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is probably early on, I bet, like when you first.
No, this is probably like a few years into a smoking. Like, we were probably 16 or 17.
We were still in the hive mind
shit. Yeah, we were older, dude, younger.
No, I was younger.
Have you guys had some hive mind moments when you guys have been high and shit like that? And you just kind of knew what everyone else knew?
Yeah.
And just like, it's just like you feel it.
We've been smoking together many a years.
Just go back to a Neanderthal state.
Yeah. Revert back to monkey.
Everyone in that moment exactly knew what meant. They knew exactly what was going on.
And then somebody went, we make fire. We smoking again. That was a crazy house to smoke in, though, because I had an incident once where you might have been there for it. I don't know.
You had an incident once?
Incident?
Incident.
Incidents.
Incident.
There you go.
Incident.
Incident. There's an incident once where this guy.
I love that pronunciation, dog. That goes crazy. Incident. Can you say that again?
Incident.
Just one more time. Really into the mic.
Incident.
Thank you.
Okay. Did I say it wrong?
I can go. I can die happily.
Anyway, this guy's bong. He's taking these things called chops out of it, which is a tobacco weed in a bong, and you take it all in one hit, and you just inhale it. And so he fucking
fuck do you mean? don't skip over that casually.
Half a bowl of tobacco. Half a bowl of weed.
Half a bowl piped tobacco. Half a bowl of pipe tobacco. It's called a chop.
A chop.
It's like a really like frat guy thing to take, right? Okay. Like, okay. Yeah. So you take that, and then this guy, obviously coughing his lungs out, does the thing where the saliva is leaking out, you know?
Yeah.
It goes into the bong, right? And just like like a ton of fucking saliva into the bong, and he just goes, and he goes like this to me. He's trying to pass me the bong.
Bro, not only that, but that shit was so nasty.
And then I was like, I'm good, man. No thanks. He was like, you don't want to hit this? And I was like, no, you just kind of spit into that. And I was like, I'll hit it, but like you got to clean it first. And then I made him go clean the piece out like real nice. And he was so fucking mad at me the whole time. I was like, you like threw up into that
what
shit.
Do you mean,
yeah.
What do you
mean? I don't know.
It was some bad spit too.
Love to. Honestly, we should try and get him out here for a podcast once, just because, like, I don't know where he's at in life, but it would be fun to just see what's up with him.
This guy almost killed us and said he saved our life.
That's fucking funny as hell.
Bro, we were tripping out of our fucking minds. He was driving his fucking
big man
and this fucking thing. He drives it into a, like, he swerves off the road when there's a car coming. Because there's a,
We're driving around a lake, right? So it's one road around a lake. Mm-hmm. There's a very hard left turn. On this left turn, on the left side, in the L shape, big-ass fucking rock, right? Like, it's like somebody's property. They're saying, don't drive over my fucking shit, you know? Yeah. So this guy, being stoned as a motherfucker, we're smoking a joint. We probably shouldn't be doing this. We're smoking a joint, And he, like, turns into the rock. And, like, gets the minivan up onto the top of it. Like, not, like, up on the top, but, like the front bumper, right, and shit. Like, so he's fucked up the front of his car a little bit. And then another car, we see headlights coming behind us.
Oh, shit.
So this guy starts freaking out, and he's like, oh, my God, they're going to hit us. And there's this car is just slowing down.
Let me lock in real quick.
It's like we're,
he's
this car's
stopping to see what the fuck is going. Yeah. Why is this car on the fucking rock?
It's pitch blackout, but, like, they could see us. Yeah, it's one road. Yeah. Like, yeah, and we're sideways on it. So he like backs up real fast into another rock. And he's like whips it around real quick to get around this other car, and they just pass us real casual. Like, and he's driving back to the, like, holy shit, I just saved our lives, guys. Oh my God, we almost got into an accident. I was like,
oh my God.
Yeah, one that you caused.
Yeah, I was like, I think we would have been fine, but we shouldn't have been on the road like that. Like, these people. They had almost come to a complete stop at this point to like wait for us to get around. Yeah, and like it was just like a moment of my stone stupidity.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah. It's so funny. That's like when you're skiing and you're on like a. You ever ski like a black diamond or anything like
that? No, I've never skied. I wanted to snowboard.
Either way. If your buddy goes down and you're on like just a spot you can't stop, you're just like, I'll see you at the bottom.
I'll come back for you. That's facts.
See ya. But you ever like flip over like handlebars of a bike or anything like that?
Yes.
Because I remember it was pitch black.
No, I haven't flipped over, but I've definitely hit my fucking.
Another weed smoking story.
That's exactly why I've never done it. I wouldn't smoke weed and ride a bicycle back then.
My buddy and I are riding around the town, just like fucking passing a joint in between bicycles, as you do, and it's pitch black outside. And we're going through like a college type area, right? But it's like I don't know, just like a campus, right? And I'm going down a hill. I have the joint in my hand, like on the both my hands are on the handlebars though, because I'm going down a hill with the brake. Hit a curb. Didn't see the curb. I went over the handlebars, did a full fucking flip because I hit my like back. All the wind went out of my chest, and I had to like lay there for like 15 minutes.
That's before, better than like hitting your hip or something. That's how
it could have been a lot
like,
worse.
Like your back, like not like your back, but like right at the bottom.
Good. So you guys know the fence, like the street on that our high school's on, and like how the neighborhoods have the fences going all the way across.
Yeah.
So I was riding my bike, same thing, passing a joint with my homie.
It's always starts with the passing a joint.
And if you guys have ever been on that sidewalk, there's like, there's the sidewalk and then like there's the grass, but that grass is not even with the sidewalk at all.
Sidewalk ain't even.
So I had one hand on the thing. I was smoking the joint. I was passing it. I didn't see something. I don't know what I hit in front of me. I went off.
It was probably just a bump.
And I went just over the handlebars into the fence. And like same thing, I just had to lay there for like fucking 10 minutes, just, and then bro, a fucking cop passes
so aggressive with the table because, today.
Because I this was a chair, but a cop passes by right instead of like he pulls around because I knew as soon as I saw him I'm like bro he's gonna come back around and like he came and he's like oh you good. I'm like yeah I'm good I need just give me a bit whatever and he's like what were you guys doing. I'm like, I'm riding our bikes. Like, we have our bikes next to us or whatever. And then and then he just starts fucking questioning, asking a bunch of, where do you live? Where do you go? What school do you go to? Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, bro, I fell off my fucking bike. Yeah. Give me a goddamn second. Like, fuck.
Get the wind in my fucking
That's what
chest.
I'm saying.
It's cool. It smells like weed, though.
Yeah, and I was like, dude, fuck off. And then eventually he left, but like.
Yeah, it's just a part of, I think that's how I walked just myself.
It's fucked. And yeah, like I said, I went straight into the fence, and bro, it hurt. My like all this was just all fucking red and bruised, bro.
You ever flip a fence?
Huh?
You know how to flip a fence? Like, do you know how? Like, have you ever had to flip a fence, or do you know how to flip a fence?
What does that even mean?
Like, like upside down.
You're running at a fence, right? So you're getting chased by the cops, hypothetically.
Like flip like, over a fence.
Yeah.
So jump a fence.
You run because you don't want to lose your momentum, right? So you lose a little bit, but you run at the fence. You put your entire half body over it and grab the other side, and then you use your momentum to flip yourself over and you keep running.
I've jumped over a lot of fences and I don't do
You've
that.
You've never done it like that? You just do the side hop. No, you lose momentum that way.
Depending on how.
Because if the fence is high, you can climb up a little bit, grab the other side, and flip yourself over.
How high these fences that you were fucking running into? Right? You sure you're fucking running from the cops, not trying to escape
how do you
prison?
For the record, any fence that I ever flipped like that was like a regular like fence.
I don't understand
fence.
How you're getting this
tall.
Momentum. Like I don't understand
you're
how
you're running. It's a chain link fence, so you grab onto the other side of it and you use like the fence on your stomach to flip over.
It sounds like it hurts.
It doesn't hurt because you use the momentum.
Top parts.
I just fucking I just grab the top and just yeet myself.
You kind of raise it, you miss it. Yeah. But like the worst that would happen is if you're wearing like a loose shirt or something like that, you're gonna rip that shit. Yeah.
Well, fuck it, I'm
or
running.
Or the other one where you like go over and then you like go backwards. You like spin yourself.
Oh yeah, the spin. Yeah, to keep
fucking gymnast.
Going.
Adrian, whenever Adrian flips a fence, he gets up on one toe and goes.
Why can I definitely see that? come at me, motherfucker. Just I have the high ground, bitch.
I keep fucking hitting it. I gotta stop moving my hand. I could have hit it.
Should we tape
today.
You into the chair?
No, no.
We give him a straight jacket.
That's gonna make me want to move.
Did
more.
I ever tell you guys?
We've got cookies. You want a cookie?
Well,
I mean,
they
maybe.
Stop
is that, is that your worst injury that you've gotten?
Not my ACL.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I think you talked about IBS a lot last time.
No, you guys kept asking me about IBS.
Because it's
bro,
so fucking interesting.
About? I just can't eat shit, man.
Well, I can't eat shit either. That would be disgusting.
You don't like eating shit?
No, never.
Why are we... Yeah, you know what? Not a big... Actually, depends on the flavor.
I'm saying, bro. A little spicy shit.
Jesus a couple Christ. Of corn Good pieces stuff. And some pennies in there.
Yeah.
Pennies?
You swallowing pennies, my guy?
This dude's
only
on the chains.
Only,
he doesn't
only
have
on
a piggy bank.
Only on Tuesdays.
He just swallows his own chains.
Only on Tuesdays. It's Taco Tuesdays. I like putting them on my tacos.
Pennies
on your tacos. Yeah,
pennies.
Yeah.
Pennies taste disgusting.
That's cap, man.
Have you actually ever, like... I've never swallowed a penny, but like as a kid, did you ever put like just money in your mouth?
No, you put money in your mouth.
I licked it. My, I was like,
but like it just it has that metallic fucking taste.
You ever
you
lick
know,
the
you
top
know what that
of a
metallic
battery?
Taste is?
Oh,
yes,
you,
I have.
Have you guys ever licked the top of a battery?
Yes, yeah. It's the weirdest feeling.
Can
yeah,
we can we all do it on the podcast?
I've done it.
No. I don't want
to do
it.
Do it again.
It's so fun. It's so.
Let's do the cinnamon challenge.
No, I can't.
We're all gonna die.
We can lick a battery. A battery is it's just gonna feel weird.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
I don't like it.
I believe
like
in
it.
You guys, though.
Do you remember yeah. what it feels like?
Yes, and no. I didn't.
Did
like
you guys
it.
Ever snort like
pixie sticks?
Pixie sticks. Yeah.
I snorted fucking
Kool-Aid powder.
What are those rock pops? The things that pop.
You
oh,
did not.
No.
Pop rocks.
Joe.
Pop rocks.
Joe.
Were they
you
popping in your nose?
Yes.
Bro.
That explains.
That was horrible.
That explains so much. Holy shit! They went into
dude,
his brain.
Swiss cheese brain. Yeah.
That's what
they fucking popped,
bro.
Dude, so
it was
Joe,
horrible,
Joe's
dude.
Been on nicotine since
horrible.
Like 12, and he's gotten pop rocks into his brain. That explains so
dude,
much. To,
it was I, horrible.
I've
dude.
Learned a lot today.
It was so bad.
Oh Jesus.
I remember there was a kid who used to crush up the Smarties and snort them. In the back, like on the back of a bus.
Oh, yeah. Smoking Smarties?
Hey, yeah, I was about to say, I used to smoke Smarties.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Not actually like
smoking, but like
no,
you crush
no,
it
you
up
crush
and then
crush it up
it.
And it becomes into a fine powder and you don't mm-hmm. you're not supposed to
well,
inhale
not,
you,
like,
you
like a cigar.
Yeah, exactly, because you don't want to get that shit in your lungs.
You guys ever had a cigar before, like a real
yeah.
cigar?
Yes.
I yeah. hated it.
So yeah, nasty.
Like one of my friend's dad was like a really big cigar guy, and so he had this really nice cigar he would smoke, and he asked me, my friend, if we wanted to join.
Did know, they tell you how to smoke
fucking,
it?
Yeah.
He told you how to smoke it?
They were
okay.
like, keep
that
it in your mouth.
That shit was delicious, bro.
See, that's the
it
thing.
It was like some chocolate one, bro. Oh, my God.
Then there's
some
people that do
it.
That's the reason I will never smoke a cigar again is because... They didn't tell me how to smoke
you
it.
You inhaled it?
I fucking inhaled it. Because
so
I didn't know how
dude.
To fucking... Bro, and I just started puking. It was
yeah.
disgusting.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why I'm like traumatized by cigars.
Yeah. How old were you?
Fucking 15,
were
16.
Were you with friends?
Yeah.
And that you were just puking in front of them?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That sucks.
Was it like...
It wasn't like continuous, but it was
but
just like
just
a couple
what,
like...
Bleh, bleh. Bleh.
It was shit, dude. It wasn't fun.
That's funny as hell. You guys know Jesus?
Yeah, we do.
That's kind of fire.
He comes for a podcast every once in a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I meet him?
No, he said he was supposed to be here today, and then
wait,
we told him that you were going to be here, and he was like, oh, and went back up to the sky.
Jesus,
who?
You picked me what? Over Jesus?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my fucking,
oh,
fuck
dude,
that. I feel so special
oh,
right now.
Last time we were
Jesus.
Here, I kept trying to take a sip of my water, and he was like, wine? And I was like, oh, Jesus, fucking goddamn it.
That's crazy.
It wasn't funny.
Bro. That sounds fun.
Oh, I didn't like it.
Adrian's you think you do that with beer too?
You see him looking at me, he's like, blasphemy.
No, I don't know what I'm listening to right now.
He's talking about Jesus.
But when you see Jesus in church and he's like this, and he's
it's because he's skinny as all fuck.
He's fucking ripped, dude. He's fucking. I'm in the back, like, god damn.
I'm jealous.
He's just in the back, getting a little too into it.
You know what? You want us to crucify you too? You can get abs like that.
is that how he got them?
A couple days, yeah.
Crucifixion.
Yeah.
I'm in the YMCA, like
working on his abs,
like,
bro.
They're like, Josh, what are you doing up there? Getting my six pack. I'm working on my set.
Getting crucified real quick.
I'll spot you from up here, brother.
Good form.
Good. Yes. Let me do it again. Literally I'll spot you from up here, my son.
My
father.
Is that
father
fucking?
Help.
Is that bad jokes? Is that not good?
No, that's funny as fuck.
That's funny as fuck. Don't
like
come
that.
For me, Catholic Church and or religious people. Mormons are funny. You guys like Mormons?
Yeah. They I got fucking funny, love Mormons.
They got fun outfits.
No, no. Mormons are dope
it's
as fuck.
The Amish.
The Amish also have dope outfits.
That's the Amish, but Mormons are just normal people, man.
No, they got the little the white suit and the tie.
That's the Amish, bro.
That's the Amish, yeah.
Okay, for the record.
I know so many Mormons.
Hold on, hold on. For the record, Amish people are the ones who live with no electricity. Yes, they've got beards and buckle hats.
Yes.
I'm talking about Mormons, the people who knock on your door with the little book. And they've got a white suit and a black tie.
Oh, where they're like trying to spread their word?
Yeah, the Book of Job.
When they're really just trying to spread their seed. When they're just trying to spread their seed, like, come on. Like, yeah, holy shit.
After that night, they like, it would be.
What's that boat with the big fan on it?
A fan boat?
Is that what it's called?
A sailboat?
One where you like in the swamps?
Wait, yeah, with that big
ass. Yeah, it's a fan, the fan boat.
Oh,
yeah.
A fucking.
You're, the Mormons like no, doing that
a,
shit.
That's an aircraft. It's a watercraft or what? A hovercraft.
Yeah.
Who are we talking about?
Amish people can't use that shit. It's got electricity, dog.
Bro.
It's a one more conversation and then wrapping it up because I don't want to edit for 12 hours.
Okay.
Unless you want to talk longer.
I just want to be over there with you.
You want to come over here? You want to sit on my lap for the rest of it?
What? Man, stretching.
Yeah, man, I want to do that so bad, but I'm sorry. I don't want to move because I keep touching the mic.
Well, stretch behind the mic. No, it's okay. We can wrap it up.
I'm a long boy.
Yeah, guys, we're good.
Yeah, we're good. We can... You guys good?
No.
Chilling.
Well, you got anything else you want to air out, motherfucker? This is Joe. His Instagram's at the bottom of the screen. Also, his phone number's at the bottom of the screen if you want to call.
Make sure my Cash App is well there.
Anytime you need Joe, there is he at. And this is Mark. I'll put my Instagram at the bottom of the screen. You can follow me, everybody.
I don't post anything on Instagram, so don't follow me.
Follow him.
We'll follow Mark, too. Yeah, thank you guys for coming. Thank you for making this joint effort with us.
Thank you.
Have a good rest of your week, everybody.
Thank you, man.
Deuces.
Joint effort.
Charitable.
But like that it was fire, right? He's going.
Yeah,
I could do that.
Yeah, you could do that. 100%. Let's see it. I got
you the magic fingers.
Yeah, this dude just playing Rock Band after like playing for so long. He goes to expert, and then now he's just.
Bro, I play drums, not guitar. I'm like, I suck guitar.
So
I'm guessing the singing.
The singing part?
Yeah, the singing
part.
He did. You don't remember him singing?
Yeah, I do.
He was killer.
We should do it more.
I'm ready for Sweater Weather now, too. I listened to that song a fuck ton since last time we played.
Which one?
Sweater Weather.
Oh, it's a great song.
He's going to lock
I don't know the words right now.
Really?
But if we started it, yeah. We
yeah. Get the beat going.
In the whole I'm a sweater.
I don't think that's the same song.
He's not singing the right song.